Let me tell you a story about two dentists. Both graduated from the same school the same year. They're both general dentists. Yet one is making $150,000 a year, while the other is making $650,000 a year. What's the difference? Does one work more days per week? No. Does one work more hours per day? No. I've got it. One does clear aligners and implants while the other one doesn't. That's what the Nobel and the Invisalign reps want you to believe. But nope, they both do the same procedures. So what's the difference then? The two dentists are identical in nearly every way, except out of school, one of them went to work as an employee, while the other went and found a successful dentist, found a bank that was willing to finance 100% of the purchase price, and purchased that office from the retiring dentist. For the last 5 years, the employee has been grinding away making money for someone else, while the owner, he's been building equity in his own business. While the employee has been taking orders from a series of 25-year-old office managers and corporate businessmen that have never even been to the practice, the owner has been doing things the way that he wants to do them. The owner has been making his own decisions, calling his own shots, and doing things the way that he wants to do them. The most valuable resource that you have is not money. It's your time. You can always make more money, but you can't make more time. If you're a dentist, that means you've spent a lot of time in school. Your life is probably already a third to a halfway finished. Do you really want to spend the rest of your life working for someone else? If you don't get started now, then when are you going to get started? You've already invested years in your education. Don't waste any more of your time working as an associate when you could be building something for yourself and for your family. Here's the truth. If you are a dentist working full-time and not making at least $400,000 a year, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your life. If you're working as an associate, you are leaving money on the table. You're doing the exact same work you'd be doing as an owner, but you're getting paid less for that work. Most associates are making $170,000 to $200,000 a year. Some may be making $250,000 or $300,000, but there's a ceiling. When you're an owner, there is no ceiling to the amount of money you can make. I recently did another video, which I'll link below, talking about how I know dentists that are making over $1 million a year. This is not some fluke. I personally am friends with three dentists that live within 10 miles of my house that are making more than $1 million a year. I promise you, none of them are working as associates. We started out with a story of two dentists and how one was making $500,000 more than the other. I have been both of those dentists. When I first graduated from school, I worked as an associate. I made $200,000 a year. After my student loan payments of $55,000, that left me with about $145,000. However, in my second year, when I purchased a practice, I made $700,000. When I was working as an associate, I was working clinically 5 days a week. When I was an owner, I was working clinically 3 days a week. I'm not saying I only worked 3 days a week because I was working on the business those other 2 days, but it was absolutely worth it. Working as an associate is like being on a hamster wheel. You're working hard, you're running and running, but you're not getting anywhere. When you're an owner and you work hard, guess what? Not only do you get to keep the profits from your work, but you also are building equity in that business. You're building that business up. If you're not working towards ownership of your own practice, you are wasting your most precious resource that you have, your time. It's only going to get harder the longer you wait. Right now, your life is relatively simple. Sure, you have responsibilities, but it's nothing compared to what's coming. Life is only going to get more complicated. Mortgage, kids, parents to take care of, your health is going to start to slow you down. If you don't take action now, you are going to look back and wonder what happened to all that time. You tell yourself, well, I'm just going to wait another year before I get into ownership. I'm just going to wait and see what happens. I'm just going to wait until. But the thing is, if you don't get started today, you might never get started. On average, most people make their biggest career moves in their late 20s and 30s. Once you make it to your 40s and beyond, life has a way of locking you into place. Your kids are in school and they don't want to move. Your wife has made friends and she doesn't want to leave her friends. If you're not careful, you're going to lock yourself into a life where your only option is to work as an employee for someone else. Life is only going to get busier and more complicated. The best time to get started was yesterday, but the second best time is today. When you become a practice owner and you've built up your business, you are going to have more money than you know what to do with. But guess what you're not going to have more of is your time. You can always make more money, but you can't make more time. Do you really want to spend the next decade of your life building up a business for some corporate entity when you could be building a business for yourself? There's going to come a point where you have to be willing to get a little bit uncomfortable. Getting a job, it feels comfortable. You're familiar with it. You don't have to worry about things because you say, well, this company is taking care of things. But when you settle for this comfortable job, not only are you giving hundreds of thousands of dollars up, you're also giving up a potential to have the freedom and control that come with being the owner of your own business. Anytime you make a big change in your life, it's gonna be uncomfortable. There's going to be some discomfort associated with becoming an owner. It's not easy. But have you ever been the kind of person that chooses the easy way out? You made it through college, you got good grades, you did well in your dental admissions exam, you made it through dental school. When a lot of your friends were out partying, you were in your dorm or in the library, you were studying. If you were the kind of person that just took the easy way out, you wouldn't even be a dentist in the first place. Why have you now decided that you're afraid? What happened to that younger version of you that wanted to be successful and was willing to do whatever it took to become successful? Staying in your comfortable associate job is ruining your life. It's like the story of the boiling frog. If you throw the frog in a boiling pot of water, it's going to jump out. But if you put the frog in the pot and slowly bring the water temperature up, it's slowly going to boil over time. If you just sit there at your associate job, eventually you're going to look back and realize it's been 10 years. It's been 15 years. It's been 20 years that I've been working as an employee. During this time, I have friends that have been making $500,000 more each year than I've been making. And not only that, but now they have a thriving business. They have thousands of patients that come to their practice. And what do I have? What do I have to show for it? I've been hopping between different associate jobs. When you own your practice, you're building equity in your own business. Look at the dentist that's working across the street from where you're working right now. They're making $700,000 while you're making $200,000. They have the same education as you, the same skills. The only difference is that dentist decided he was willing to be uncomfortable for a short period of time so that he could build his own business while you were sitting around at your comfortable associate job getting nowhere. Don't sit around wasting your life. Your time is your most valuable asset that you have. Every year you spend working as an associate is time that is wasted. You can always make more money, but you can never get back that time that you're wasting working for someone else. The longer you wait, the harder it's going to get. Your lifestyle is going to start inflating. You're going to start to spend more money on groceries. You're going to want to go on more expensive vacations. Your family is going to get used to shopping at the expensive stores. While as an owner, you're absolutely going to be making substantially more money than when you're an associate, there's always going to be a little bit of a transition period between the time that you're an associate and when you're an owner. If you buy the right practice, a practice that's been run by a successful dentist, you can manage this transition with minimal time in between. But the thing is, no matter what, there's going to be a little bit of time where you're figuring things out, getting your feet on the ground. Right now, you are financially able to buy that practice. But what happens if you wait 5-10 years and then it turns out that guess what? You have developed a lifestyle where you're spending more and more money. But because you've been working as an associate, your income has not increased to go along with that increased lifestyle. Problem is going to be you can't afford to continue working as an associate, but you also can't afford to take time off from your job in order to buy your practice. If you're not careful, you're going to put on these golden handcuffs where you're making a little bit of money, decent money, but you're not making great money. But because you're in a situation in your life where you don't have the ability to step back and take a break, you're not going to have the time or the energy to actually go out and find and buy a practice. Ownership is not easy. Buying a practice can be confusing and scary. If you're serious about breaking free from your associate job, you need to get started today. If you wait, it's only going to get more difficult. I hear people say, well, I need to get more experience before I buy a practice. Working as an associate is not going to give you the experience that you need in order to be an owner. The skills that make you a good business owner are not going to be taught at your associate job where you're only seeing patients. Your time is extremely valuable. If your car breaks down, are you going to try to fix it yourself? Sure, you could watch YouTube videos. You could figure out how to fix this car yourself with time. Maybe for some people, fixing their own car is a hobby. They enjoy doing it. But when you're a dentist and you're busy and you have money, it makes so much more sense just to take that car to a mechanic who has seen this problem 1,000 times, and have them fix it for you. In 2 hours, you're out of there. You paid a couple $100 and you're done. But if you try to do it yourself, you might spend just as much because you have to buy all the tools that you didn't have for yourself. You now have to have a place to store these tools. And guess what? You've just wasted your last 3 Saturdays trying to fix this car. Not even taking into account that your car has been out of order, so you've had to share your wife's car for the last 3 weeks, and it's been extremely inconvenient for both of you. In school, we're constantly taught you need to be able to do everything yourself. If you ask a friend for help during a test, that's considered cheating. If you copy someone else's answers, that's considered plagiarism. But in real life, it doesn't make sense to try to do everything yourself. I have a friend who's Jewish, and he was telling me about how in the Jewish culture, it's actually considered irresponsible to do things that you're not an expert at. In their view of the world, God has given every single person their own talent, and it's irresponsible to waste your time trying to do someone else's talent. There's a reason that oftentimes Jewish people are successful. It's because they have a skill and they become an expert at it, and they don't waste their time trying to do other things. When they need something else done that's not part of their skill set, they just hire someone to do it. You need to get rid of this mindset that you're going to do everything yourself. When you're a member of a community, it's your responsibility to do the thing you're good at and allow other people the room to do the things that they are good at. Don't try to do this alone. If you want to become a practice owner, you're going to have to go through a process and do a lot of things that you've never done before. Most dentists are only going to buy a practice one time in their lives. Hire a team of people to help you so that you don't have to make the mistakes that just hire the people that you need to help you. Hire an advisor, ideally a dentist who has gone through this before. Hire a lawyer and hire an accountant, ideally people who have gone through this procedure of buying a practice before. If you're serious about making a change in your life, it's time to put some money down and actually go forward. Don't waste years on the opportunity cost of trying to figure things out yourself. When I first started out, I thought I could handle everything on my own. The contracts, negotiation, due diligence. But that was a big mistake. My first attempt to buy a practice failed. Not only did I lose money, but I lost months and months of my time, time that I can never get back. Not only did I lose a lot of money to legal fees, lose months of my time, but I also now had to quickly either find another job or find another practice to buy. Don't waste your time and money trying to do this yourself. Your time is more valuable than your money. When you become a practice owner, you are going to be making more money than you ever imagined that you were going to be making. Now, I can't promise that everyone's going to do as well as I did in their first year, but the fact is that you can be making more as an owner. But ownership is not just about the money. It's about the freedom that comes from being an owner. It's about the control that you have over your time. It's about doing things the way that you want to do them and not the way that someone else has decided that you're going to do them. The dentist making $700,000 isn't just earning more, but they're also living a better life. If you're not making at least $400,000 this year, then it's time to wake up. The difference between you making $160,000 this year or potentially making double or triple that is not about how hard you're going to work. It's not about how many hours you're going to put in. It's about being brave enough to take the step forward into ownership. Stop wasting your life building up someone else's business when you could be building up your own. Don't settle for working as an employee.